This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a time of higher U.S. and China tariffs and the U.S. banning China's access to some American technology over national security concerns, China has also been thwarting some American tech ambitions. Intel Corporation of California recently scrapped a $5 billion deal to buy an Israeli semiconductor manufacturer, primarily because China seemed to slow walk regulatory approval for its market. Ellie Budner reports.
Stacy Razgon, a senior analyst at Bernstein Research, says Intel's semiconductor operations are global and multifaceted.
They make chips for PCs, you know, the processor that's in the PC that's probably in front of you today.
And Intel wants to expand. Razgon says Intel tried to buy the Israeli company Tower Semiconductor. But since semiconductors are a global industry, these kinds of business deals have to get regulatory approval from multiple countries.
You typically need approval from many jurisdictions globally, the U.S. and Europe and the U.K. and other places, and particularly China.
In a press release, Intel said it didn't get the necessary approvals before the deal expired. Now, Chinese officials didn't reject Intel's acquisition outright, Razgon says.
They've just been sitting on it.
And sitting on it and sitting on it until eventually the deal died.
You only need to fail to get approval in one market, and then it can kind of put the kibosh on the whole acquisition.
Willie Shi is professor of management practice at the Harvard Business School. He says in the past, these kinds of deals were usually rubber stamped with no problem.
Governments were more friendly to those things.
But with complicated geopolitics in the mix these days, he says it's harder. And the relationship between the U.S. and China, especially around high tech and trade, is volatile. For starters, the U.S. has restricted China's access to semiconductors for national security reasons. China wants to respond, says Martin Chorzempa, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
But they've really struggled to find a good tool and a good way to do it.
Chorzempa points out that China has generally approved most international deals with no issue. Going forward, though, this might be the kind of leverage the country is looking for.
If they want to flex their muscles, they can really make it difficult for transacting parties.
And he expects to see China use this kind of roadblock even more going forward. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.